Welcome to Unsolicited Views, where we talk about topics that you may or may not give a damn about.
Yeah, I got to hear you.
Okay, what was your first nickname?
Damie. My mom used to call me Damie.
Mom can call you Damie.
Yeah, I'm not calling you Damie. Yeah, no one else calls that. Everyone either calls me Dash or they call me Dame.
Dash because you're fast?
Yeah. Or at 7 Ohio, they call me Unc. Because my friend, they call him Dash too, and he's from there. So they all
But
call
you
me
weren't Unc. A sprinter, though.
Nah.
Why they call you Dash?
Because my name was Damien, and then two, they said, well, according to them, I walk fast on campus.
I see you walk. You walk fast.
Not according to them.
You walk like 7 foot. What was your first nickname?
Probably either Moot.
Pumpkin?
No, like either that. Moot or Squid.
Mook?
Moot?
Yeah, my family still calls me Mook. Like my parents.
Okay.
And Sid. Squid?
Squid, yeah. My uncle calls me Squid.
I was always mad because I never really had a nickname.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Can we give him one?
Well, ain't Mel kind of a nickname?
I guess you can't say
it's just
Mel.
His name shortened.
It's funny when I first became Alpha, nigga Bully, yeah. He's like, you don't got no middle name? You don't got no nickname? Yeah, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to call you Andrew. nigga still calls me Andrew.
Oh, my God.
That shit got nothing to do with my name.
So he calls you Andrew as your name?
Yeah.
Because he gave him a nickname.
But football gave me a nickname, but it wasn't a nickname. They called me Rice.
Right.
Whoa. Great nickname.
You know, I was burly in football, so.
Yeah.
Well, before that, wasn't you John John?
I was going to get to that.
What was your first nickname?
That.
John John?
Fat Daddy. His mom's called me.
I never. Who? Who called you that?
Don't worry about it.
Because I damn sure ain't calling you fucking Fat Daddy. Fat Daddy? Who called you that?
My aunts and my mom, like when I was little.
They called you Fat Daddy?
Yes.
Were you a chunky baby?
Yeah.
Aw.
I was on asthma. Steroids. I didn't know that. Was little rough.
With the Audi? Too much?
No, that's cool. My son has one too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Man. Not like mine. Not as defined as mine. Mine is out. But
mine is out.
Yeah, but this is my out. But yeah, that was my nickname. So,
why don't you like John John no more?
It sounds childish.
Do Tata sound childish?
Jay-Z's friend?
Yeah,
he's rich.
Oh, money changed everything.
Call me John John. He's a millionaire. If I'm a millionaire, call me John John. Go ahead.
John John.
You can't call me that.
I won't because you specifically.
You
want to
call
that.
Another man John John.
I call you John John.
Right. Say,
well, yes, you're another man.
What,
but
what bothers me? What bothers me is how fast the Johns come out of people's mouth.
John John.
See, that's the wild.
You don't
that's
like that?
Wild shit.
You want to be slow? You want to call John, in between John. That?
Yeah, but the thing is,
I feel like slow is worse.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Slow is.
John, at work, they John, call me. I'm John, Jonathan.
John John.
At work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've always been called Jonathan at work. I'm called John amongst really, I guess, my family and friends.
Yeah.
But you called yourself 88.
So the beginning of that song Melvin's referring to is a rap that I posted on my YouTube years ago. It was ADE.
Oh, that was you saying?
ADE.
That wasn't it. Yo, was,
I mean, most
did you
people,
do that?
Yeah, he explained this before.
Oh,
but most people with them drops, you don't really know what they saying.
I thought he said 88 though.
Because you don't know. You know, Future's drop. What's Future's drop?
Which one?
I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, Young Metro. If Young Metro don't
shoot, I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, dang.
Yeah. But hold on. What
that's an easy one. What are the other ones that you don't actually know what they saying?
Where did that come from? The AD?
Artist Development Entertainment. That was my like entertainment click.
Oh.
Yeah. It was cool. It's cool.
Artist Development Entertainment click.
No, I'm saying that was a click. You don't have to say click. No,
he wanted to be like the people in Love and Marriage Detroit, developing artists.
Did you have like a little collective?
Oh, man.
Like
it was me and a friend of mine.
Okay. Huh.
But yeah, I fell off. I mean, I'm not rapping.
Obviously.
I should get back into it.
Was he ever on?
This is how people's dreams get crushed.
That's true.
Apparently a big crush though.
I might have had a whole album we ain't crushing it. I'm trying to drop right now.
We want
to
hear.
We've been trying to listen to it.
Right.
So.
No, I would never let y'all hear it.
Oh,
really?
We're gonna be your number one supporters. I use it on every reel.
And this one I found out your wife is a ride or die. Cause Sherelle was like, nah, I'm not giving you that. Yeah, no. That's why I was like, oh, she really let this nigga.
You can't do certain things you can't do. Y'all never wanted to rap or sing?
Yeah, I told you I was DJ Buttercream.
You was a DJ?
No, my rat name was DJ Buttercream.
Right, give me an eight.
Nah.
Eight bar.
I'm okay. You start, I'll finish.
All right. Well, give me a topic.
Who? Oh. Break up.
You go first.
Hey, yo.
Play this military quick. Left, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when there's nothing there, it's usually military.
What my husband told me. On our second date, because I'm like telling him about the alpha males that pursue me and they come after me and why aren't you doing that? And a strong woman like me would respond to a strong man. And he looked at me with a very calm face. He said, I'm a masculine man. I'm not an alpha male. He said, alpha males are hunters, but they're not keepers. He said, I'm a keeper. He said, but masculine men will always stand behind. Tom is a masculine man. Masculine men will always stand behind alpha men who are always talking and toting and bravadoing. He goes, and we'll just wait for them to run out of gas. He said, but we don't ever try to get in front of them. Mm. It's not our personality. He said, but we're the ones that's always there for you when you're crying. We're the ones that's always going to support you through your hard time. But we're also the ones you're always going to step over to get to the alpha male. He said, because television polarizes and displays and honors the alpha male. He goes, and I have nothing against them. He said, but there's a whole group of beautiful men called masculine men. And we're not aggressive. And we're not bravado. And we're not going to billy club you over the head and drag you back to the cave. That's not our personality. But we will just be there for you.
So I guess
you said that so eloquently.
So the topic we're about to get into is based off of that clip. So with that being said, how do y'all think y'all were taught to be? What kind of men do y'all think y'all was taught to be?
I don't know how to answer this, but I don't know if I was specifically taught to be one or another. I think I was innately
cool, laid back, chill.
I've always been a laid back, caring guy that kind of just nonchalant about everything. I've never been that what she saw, that
alpha male.
The alpha male is like you going no. Like you, when I come in the room, I think you know that I have a masculine presence, but you're not going to hear that I'm in the room. You're just going to feel that I'm in the room. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feel your presence.
I don't think I was raised a certain way per se. I know for the most part, it was just me and my mom. So that's just kind of how I was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and also I think because it was just you and your mom, I think and it's funny because I think some of it's genetic, because I don't think your dad seemed like he had a quiet presence too. Like he wasn't like in your face. He wasn't scared. He didn't give me that. But he's like, but I'm chilling. Like, you don't bother me, I don't bother you.
Right. Exactly.
What about your grandfather? What kind of presence did he have?
Same.
I don't know, because
you talking about granddad?
you talking about just our granddad?
Which our mutual grandfather? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we had to figure it out.
So our mutual grandfather, so he was very similar. I consider he was a gentleman.
Yeah, okay.
Like, but he had a side though.
Mm. I was about to say, because the stories I hear, he might have been one of them at you when he was younger, but I think he calmed down.
He calmed down. Life.
The guy that we knew.
Was
very different than the guy that grew up in Baltimore City.
Right. Okay, okay. But he also was a product of his environment. So I always tell people, like, the street life, that generation so I think in the black men's, our lineage, somebody was in the street. Mm-hmm. Somebody.
Yeah.
That was his generation. Luckily, it happened early, so we never had to deal with it because he did that already. Mm-hmm. So he was the street guy. Back in when he had to be the street guy.
Yeah.
So by the time it got to us, it was just like, y'all can't be street. I was a street. I know how that is.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of the life that my dad and my uncles will talk about is a lot of what he did was like, no, y'all cannot be in the street. Because I was out there and I was wilding. So it's just like he protected him from that. So I think that does shape what kind of man you're going to be. But also, I think man, you want to be masculine, so you don't want to be soft either. Yeah. But I think that's tough because I think a lot of time we used to use the streets as black, a black culture, to harden young boys.
Mm-hmm. But I think, like, to what she said, I think it really rings because I think when you think of a masculine man, you don't necessarily think of this quietly back guy. You always think of that guy that's out there and just shows, like, beats his chest.
The very,
and
right. bombastic guy.
Yeah, like the nigga that's in your face and want to fight all the time. That's the nigga you think about, but you don't really think about the guys. Like, I would say all of us are kind of
the
same. But
the funniest thing is because you're not like that, you don't surround yourself with men like that. Right. So you don't see them.
Yeah.
So, like, when people say, so a lot of times I get, a little out of character when I was talking to my wife about, like, you know how they say black men ain't theirs and black men don't protect. I don't see those men. Mm-hmm. And I don't interact with those men. So to me, sometimes it's hard for that to be said as the reality. But it is a lot of them that exist. It's probably more of them than us. Mm-hmm. But that's hard because you don't see them. Like, I don't interact with men. I think that would have all their bravado and beat on their chest and just, like, want to be seen. Yeah. Like, I don't even like that energy.
To me, it kind of seemed like what she was describing was just the personality types of, like, a alpha man versus a beta man, but I think there's
like
a negative.
Beta says, "Bitch,
damn." We said, "Okay, I know."
I don't like the beta,
and so that's why it seems like the man that she's talking about reframed it as a masculine man, because even though beta doesn't mean bitch, most of the characteristics that she described are literally the characteristics of a beta man.
Was your dad a beta man or a masculine man or alpha man? What do you consider him?
Probably a little in the middle, kind of like me. I feel like I'm a little bit of both.
You're not a man.
Alpha and beta are personality types.
But technically, your dad, Dame, and Melvin are all alpha men.
I knew John. I felt that John was going to go there.
Give me some. That was good.
I feel like
that was good.
Some of the alpha characteristics came out with him in sports. And maybe not in, like, his everyday demeanor. In his everyday demeanor, it was more of what she described as the masculine man.
So what do you describe as the alpha man? Like, if you had to put a definition, not even a definition, if you had to point to somebody, let's say an actor or somebody.
If I had to use fraternities.
Okay, that's fine.
Wow. Like, the definition or characteristics or stereotypes of an alpha man is, like, the Q's.
Go ahead,
and then the stereotype and the characteristics of beta or masculine men are like the alphas.
Kappas.
No.
My perspective.
So if I'm using stereotypes, that's what I would say fits.
So what would be the kappas?
I don't know what if there are other personality types for them to fit into.
They not alpha or beta, huh?
I don't think so. I feel like kappas be different. Like, some of them be alpha and some of them be beta. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I feel like sigmas are more beta.
Interesting.
Are you stepping over sigmas?
So do you think that Greeks have...
I'm joking. It's a joke against
Greeks. Little Wayne had stepping over...
Stomping. Stomping on the beat, yeah.
Stomping on the beat like I'm a sigma.
Yeah.
Okay. Good timing. I do think that fraternities and sororities are creative. A lot of times you're drawn to them by your personality types.
Yeah.
And I think a lot, and it's funny because you're like, why all you act the same? It's because you're drawn to that friend group or that group mm-hmm. by your personality type. So you want to be a quiet storm. So that's why you're an alpha.
The caveat to that is that every chapter is different.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, sometimes you go to one school and their chapter act completely different than a chapter at other schools. So that's what turns people off from some organizations as well, because every chapter is legit. Like, they have a different presence on their campus.
Interesting. So. What kind of male do you think you are, Dane?
Masculine. But to your first question, I was taught that way. So my grandfather was like that. My grandfather was very laid back, even keel. He was going to talk to everybody. Same thing. Like, he had a presence, but he didn't make noise, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd say masculine man.
I think the toughest thing for me was I definitely don't think I'm an alpha man. Well, I'm not an alpha man. I don't have, like, this alpha personality, so to speak, in terms of I just never been that guy. I've always been chill. So, like, but the thing is, growing up, you always are challenged by alpha men. Yes. You have to every now and then show them, all right. Like, don't play with me. Mm-hmm. Like,
just so, because I'm not an alpha man, don't mean I'm a bitch.
Right. I just don't feel like being you. Like, you're, yeah. you look like, you look nuts. Yeah. Like, yeah. you look wild. But, mm-hmm. but I think her, to her statement about woman choosing alpha men over masculine men, I think that is very true.
I feel like that's true for young women.
I think it's true for
like older nobody women over too. 25. Not doing
I think it's for 25 to about 35. But then when you get back to the 40 somethings, they're back at choosing alpha.
Oh, that's because they don't really care about settling down.
No, I'm saying that generation. I think it was a generation where the alpha men were looked at differently. Mm. What it means to be a man now is not the same as what it meant to be a man then.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Like I said this in a couple pods back. I think now us as men that are kind of what you say some subdued in a lot of ways because of our forefathers. And then the women are sometimes more masculinely charged because of their past and history.
What does
too.
That mean?
I think a lot of men were women were forced into masculine roles.
Okay.
You don't agree?
You don't agree?
Let's get at it.
Single parents? A single mother?
So here's the thing. Here's what I don't agree with. I don't agree with the statement that my mother was my mother and my father.
I don't agree with that either.
She was she was your mother. She did a phenomenal job being your mother. Because you also don't hear that same statement about single dads.
Right.
My dad was my mom and my dad.
No, you never.
No, she was your mother. She did a phenomenal job. But there are things that are inherent to being a man that the lessons best come from men. And right. some people, you know.
Same with women.
Right, exactly. So, like, I tell people, like, I could raise a daughter, but I can't tell her what it's like to have to, I must use this word, submit to a man in a marriage, because that's not something that I would have to do. Now, I could teach her something else, but also, you know, but no, I'm not going to say I don't like it. I don't like that phrase.
But when I say that, I believe that women had to fill the void of masculinity. Even if they didn't step up and be the father, you can't replace a father. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, and I think it's hardened a lot of women. That's where I think women became career driven and they started to attain these things that were really masculine or what men were doing to say, well, I can do that too. But then when men turned around and said, yeah, that's cool, but I don't even want that from you, it was like a mind fuck because they're like, hold on, so I can't be like a man. You don't, no, I don't want another man. I want a woman. So I really don't care about how much money you make in that regards. That doesn't impress me. What impresses a man is different than what impresses a woman. And I think we got those confused. But I think our generation of men have to now reinvent how masculinity is. Because now you look at the statistics, men ain't even, they're not even having sex no more, kids.
Wait, you said they not having no sex. I don't know how you got to that.
Because, they not because having sex no more? When I say the sex, like they're not even having as much sex and all
they out here
stuff.
Fucking.
They're not fucking like they're supposed to be fucking.
That's because kids is expensive.
Like, no, because they're not. I didn't say having babies. I just said they're not fucking.
They are fucking. I don't know.
How do you? How will we know?
Statistics of show.
What statistics say that knows how much everybody has sex with people?
The only way you can judge that is by babies, but that really ain't
right.
I understand what you're saying. Like they can take a poll like, hey, on average, are you having as much sex now as you did 20 years ago?
Why people having young? Why are young people having less sex?
They just do other stuff now.
Yeah, they do smoke. It's a lot of weed. but think about this. Riz is like a phenomenon. You know what Riz is?
Have
you
ever? It's just TikTok? Charisma.
Swag.
It's just talking to a girl. It's pickup lines. It's just talking to a girl. But it's a whole like subsection of TikTok and social media. But to us, that was just life.
I don't know how you, but I don't know how you equate that to not having sex.
Because they don't interact
with each other.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah,
the male and female interactions ain't what it was when we were.
I can understand that only because I think the opportunities to approach one another are different.
School's still in session, right?
But, no, but you didn't say young people. You said in general.
Their social interaction is different.
It's different.
I agree 100% with that. But I think what you're not taking into account is social media. And when I say social media, I'm talking about dating apps too.
Right.
Dating apps and all of that stuff.
You think that has a lot to do with it?
Oh, yeah.
They literally are just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Do you think
it ain't a whole bunch of interaction no more?
Right,
it's just
you
like,
don't have to approach people in person, so it's different.
You want plenty of fish? I want plenty of fish. We liked each other. Yeah. Hey, what's
Let's
up?
Go fishing.
Yeah. Wow. Is that why they...
Yeah. Nice. Plenty of fish in the sea.
You serious?
No, I didn't. I never thought of it. I never thought about that. I've been out of the game for a long time.
It's okay, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do that's you why think, they
call it like tenderonis and tender?
Yeah. Do y'all think is masculine still to chase women? As men should chase women, is that masculine innately?
It depends on what you call chase. Because I don't know what chasing is no more.
Pursue.
You just gonna say the same word?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's masculine.
Yeah. I think people should pursue each other.
Nah. I don't want a woman to pursue me like that.
Really?
Well, it don't sit right with me.
I don't mind it. Like, I literally
that pursuit is a little weird.
I literally had this conversation with somebody earlier. We was talking about women proposing to men.
I would love
it. And I was like, nah, I can't. I'm like, I can't come around my friends with that. Like, it don't ring the way you think it was. Like, I can't come to my friends and be like, yo, my girl proposed. I'm engaged. Like,
like, how you show the ring?
Right. What you do? Like, do you do one of these? You know, nah, so.
Then you the one getting the band at the altar, the other set of your ring at the altar with another ring.
Yeah, nah.
And she getting her ring for the first time. It's wild.
You can still get her an engagement ring.
Why?
Because y'all are engaged, so y'all could both wear rings.
Nah, gender equality.
That's wild.
You wouldn't get, if we proposed to you, what would have you done?
She wouldn't.
But what?
But
have
if
you done?
She did,
oh, she wouldn't.
But if she did,
she wouldn't. Because that's embarrassing to me.
Oh, you don't get that out of my face.
Huh? Yeah.
You wouldn't have liked it?
I would. Excuse me. Please get up.
I do that all the time. Yeah. Jamal won't let me sit on one knee and hold his hand.
Did he walk away?
He tells me to stand up. Right. Or he pulls his hand away. Like
I might get down on one knee with you. Like, we're going to be out.
So,
what is chasing? I know that sounds like a stupid question.
Slide in DMs.
Is that really all chasing?
Reaching
is
out,
now?
Asking them out for dates, sending them drinks. All of that's fun to me.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's take a man out on a date month, matter of fact.
if I was single now, I wouldn't mind getting bought a drink here and there.
Here and there, but you don't want somebody to be full throttle court you.
Yeah, I don't want them.
You don't
want
to be courted.
Yeah.
Cool, let me court you, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's something old school in the current.
Yeah, comes to that. Chivalry.
Yeah.
You still open doors for women?
For Brie? Sometimes.
I open doors for other women other than my wife.
I mean,
he's like, look, I'm not walking all the way around. Yeah.
Brie even tell me sometimes, why are you walking over here?
That's a real one. That's a real one. Appreciate you. But you know I was trying. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, you get certain time, like now it's just like, I don't need to try. You just, yeah.
If we go on a date or something, I'm like, all right, let me be fancy. Mm-hmm. Let me open the door.
Not even then.
You couldn't meet with your
you
last
like you
date.
Could you close to the door like.
Your last handicap date you couldn't do it. That was wild. Because you had a crutch.
She probably she could have opened the door for you.
Did you drive there still?
Huh?
Did you drive?
No.
Oh.
She drives a lot.
I love it. My wife does too. Actually, I hate driving.
Really?
Oh my God. Why drive? It's stupid.
Long distance. She loves doing that long
distance. I love driving.
Oh, so you're the passenger king. Or I would
in long distance.
I'm gonna call you princess,
right?
But you could say passenger prince.
Oh, prince. Right. Do you take your shoes off and get comfortable in the front seat?
I do.
Oh wow!
I usually don't have one shoe. If it's a long ride, I got on flip flops. So I just kick them bitches.
You know when somebody comfortable when they start moving their toes?
Oh my God!
It sucks. I'll be up there. Ooh,
oh my goodness!
Do you got your AirPods and all that?
No, I don't do that. I'm very attentive, and I don't go to sleep. Typically, unless I'm tired.
You better than me. That's so. My wife thinks it's so rude.
No, I think that's the time when we get to listen to the same podcast and all of that.
And deep conversations spawn.
Yeah.
Every now and then we.
So what is a woman's role versus a man's role?
In terms of what? Just living?
And let's say in a relationship, in a household. Say they're married. What's a woman's role versus a man's role? Let's start with Sid.
You know I can't answer this. I don't believe in gender roles.
You don't believe in gender roles?
Yeah.
So you don't believe there's some things. So you
because I think it's just specific to the relationship. Everyone's going to bring different things.
You tell him to take out the trash?
I do.
So you do believe in gender role?
You're lying.
Okay. Got it.
But I
got it. Boom.
But I
don't believe in gender roles until it's uncomfortable for me.
I can never gender role I'm sure you believe in. Somebody knocking the door at 10 p.m. You going to get it or he in?
No, she's going to tap.
No, it's my apartment. I'm going to go look.
You're going to go. You want him to open the door or her? I mean, him. Him or you?
He beside you. He beside you. He beside you. Y'all in bed together. Somebody knocking on the door that's not supposed to be at 2 and 8, 2 a.m.
Under the cover, snuggle. Knock on the door. You said 2 a.m. Even better. 2 a.m. Boom. Yeah.
I'm going to go look through the people.
You know. He just lay there. He cool with that?
He might have stood up a little bit. Like, who that?
Said you capping.
Yeah.
Sid, but it's my apartment, so if somebody
it don't matter.
In.
It don't matter whose apartment it is.
What's the main thing?
Y'all don't.
You go to that door. You get shot first.
Now you get shot. But I'm going to look out the peephole.
So you don't look for protection from a man?
Yeah, I do.
That's a gender role.
Yes.
But I think I can protect him, too.
How?
In different ways.
No.
I protect to get behind
him. Like, we know more.
Protect, I'm going to protect his honor. Yo, that's a wild statement.
What are you going to do?
I don't think.
His heart.
That's what I'm saying. Protection is not just physical.
All right, how you going to physically protect him? We talking about
physically. Physically, we talking about physical.
I can't.
Exactly.
So I can try, but.
So somebody come up to you in the street, and they just come up to you and grab you by your collar. He's standing right there, and he says, what do you expect him to do?
Ask him what's up. Like, what's happening right
now? Ask. Man. You expect him to ask?
And then you get back in the car and everything good?
No, hell no.
Come on,
I mean,
Sid.
If he got me out of the situation.
There's nothing wrong with gender roles.
No, but what I'm saying generally is I think everyone brings different things to their relationship.
Yeah, sure.
And so what you should rely on is everyone's, you know, their strong suits.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So you believe in gender roles?
No.
Sid, you just gave us like three gender roles.
Y'all only asked about very like stereotypical things.
Well, those are roles.
I said I take out my trash just as much as he do.
When he not there.
No, sometimes he there, I'm taking out.
So why was you giving him the blues last episode?
Last episode?
You were saying he didn't get it moved fast enough. I heard it. I see. I listen to the episodes. I know you don't. I listen.
He ain't moved fast enough with the trash?
Yeah, because Melvin was saying, Bree was like, something stinks. And then you said something like, yeah, like, you usually take the trash out. What's going on?
Something stinks here?
No, he said, no, not here. We was using the scenario. Okay. And Melvin was just like, at home, is a subliminal where Bree might say to him, something stinking. Mm.
Yep.
And you said, yeah, it's like, what's going on? You didn't take out the trash. You usually do that.
Yeah.
You did say that.
That's okay. A gender role.
Sure, but that's because.
That's it. It's okay.
My whole point is that we are relying on what we prefer to do.
I understand that.
And so there.
But you still do subscribe to some traditional gender roles.
Sure, yes. That one is traditional, but what I'm saying is that is not how I apply everything.
Another one you probably subscribe to is if your man decided to lay on the couch and say, I'm not getting a job, I want to be a stay-at-home boyfriend. You going to go to work every
boyfriend.
Day.
Boyfriend.
You going to go to work every day.
First of all.
Hold on. You going to go to work every day, and he home playing the game, he eating a ball of food.
Taking care of our children.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. Forget the children.
So then you're not a stay at home anything. What are you doing?
So what is he called?
Not my man.
Exactly. So that's a gender role. You expect a man to be out there working.
No, I actually am fine with the stay at home dad. Please take care of these children.
Cut the dad. That's what I'm saying. Cut the dad.
Just being a man.
Well, because I would never be a stay at home wife without kids. What's the point? Why can't I go? I would go make me. It'd be no. Unless you fucking Steve Jobs, it is no point for me to sit at home if we don't have children.
A man just sitting home, not working, doing anything. You're going to work every day. Are you okay with that? Not a dad.
But I'm not okay with that for myself either.
I know, but we're talking about him.
But what I'm saying is that applies to both of us. You're forcing it to only apply to him. When I'm saying it applies to both of us.
I know what you're saying, but I don't think that's a good example. Okay. I think the trash, the mowing the lawn, the washing the car,
He didn't wash my car.
Well, that's just one. Well, you live in an apartment. But I'm saying those type tasks.
What's your expectations of a woman?
In a relationship, so. I'm stumped. It's a hard question. Because.
What's your expectations of a woman? Because I'm sure she has clear expectations of you.
To provide balance.
That's a
like,
good one.
Like to provide, like I'll tell you, so I don't cook. And I let it be known I don't cook. I'll buy all the groceries. I'll wash all the dishes. But I don't cook.
But see, Jamal cooking up in my house.
But if she does, and I provide everything,
but
she
what
cooks.
What are your clear expectations of a woman?
You got me stumped. I'm not even gonna lie.
A, B, C.
To provide.
Because Sid, watch this. Give me a top three. You have expectations.
To be my partner.
Sid is good. I don't know why she you keep trying good. To All get right, her, whatever. One of these trips.
I get it from science.
To, I'm gonna say, show me the love, care, and respect that you would want as an individual to hold up your end of the bargain. If you're going to work, like, you can't go to work and blow your money and then expect me to carry all the weight. Like, nah, if you in on it, you in on it.
Right.
So
I think it's funny because I had this conversation with my wife, and it's very difficult for me to voice expectations. And I realize a lot of it's from, like, what I consume in the world, because you, like, dang, it's very easy for women to have expectations of men, but men are almost terrified to have expectations of women because of the way society's set up. If you have expectations of her, it's already patriarchal.
So what are the stereotypical things that you think women expect from men?
From men?
Mm-hmm.
I think we already went in.
Money, protection. That's a lot.
All the manual shit.
Manual shit.
All the shit around
to
the
let
house.
Them fuss and yell, do whatever. Let their emotions be free.
To make it comfortable for.
To make it.
I think that's the general.
I think that's what you meant by create balance.
To cater to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. You got me really thinking. It's like, I really don't know what my.
We don't do it.
So I'm really going to be dwelling on this. I know.
We don't have.
I just think my relationship is the very opposite of that. That's all I'm saying.
We didn't ask you anymore, Sid, because we already see that you are gender role.
Do you think he would say the same thing?
Probably.
All right. Kill, can we can you put a note on there to say
no, I'm gonna ask him.
We're gonna ask him. Thank you. All right, because no, we got to get to the bottom of this, because
I know he doesn't. I'm almost certain. I can bet that his perspective is very different than yours.
Yeah, I know it is. And we're not even gonna bring up this conversation.
Yeah, no.
We're just gonna ask him flat out.
So for example, because we talked about one of the characteristics.
Can we call him now? What time is it?
Yeah, I was texting him.
Right, so one of the characteristics of an alpha man is dominance, leadership, confidence. Aggressiveness. I don't think that's the case. What's competitiveness. That? This is all the alpha man category.
Okay, you start over. I wonder.
Dominance, leadership, confidence, aggressiveness, competitiveness, social influence, physical and emotional strength, and risk taking.
The only one that I think can be attributed strictly to the alpha male is the aggressiveness. All the rest of them are masculine.
And dominance. I don't want dominating anybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying to dominate, but I think your demeanor can dominate, and you're not even trying.
Right.
Like I think if I walk into a certain kind of room, I think
right.
No, I don't have to say shit. Sometimes it's just like, I think it's just kind of the masculine energy just shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really hide it. Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of times it depends on a lot of women. May not have experienced masculine energy close to them, so it's very difficult for them to exist with it. Because I believe we all have feminine energy and masculine energy. What are some feminine traits that you guys think you possess? Feminine energy, not traits, but feminine energy. How are you? Can you identify the feminine energy inside of you?
I know I have some. I have to. I don't want my phone right now.
I'm gonna say nurturing. Like we all want to nurture.
Okay,
someone.
Nurturing is a good one.
Yeah, and maybe in a different manner, but
I would say nurturing is one of mine.
Yeah.
I think I'm affectionate, because that could be both. Is that feminine? It's still feminine energy. You don't gotta be attributed to a woman though.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your feminine energy?
So I feel like I wish I had a list of stuff that I could just pick from, because I know I have a bunch
You're
of
a crier.
I do cry.
That could be your feminine energy speaking.
Men can't cry.
No,
it can't be masculine.
You're in touch with your emotions. That's what we try.
In touch with your emotions.
Yeah, okay.
But it's feminine. Feminine energy does not innately equate to a woman.
So here are some traits that are aligned with feminine energy.
Thank you.
Nurturing, sensitivity, sweetness, supportiveness, gentleness, warmth, passivity, cooperativeness.
Oh, shit, I'm feminine.
Expressiveness, modesty, humility, empathy.
And he's modest.
Affection, tenderness.
Like showing his
being thighs. Emotional, kind, helpful, devoted, and understanding.
Hey, you have a lot of feminine traits.
Yeah, I do have a lot of feminine
traits. There's nothing wrong with that, because, I mean, you were raised by a woman, so you probably have some of that innately. Yeah. Whereas some of these alpha men probably can stand to get some of those.
That's true.
But I think that's also what makes you masculine man and balanced man, rather than alpha man that's going on Fresh and Fit podcast.
Right.
You don't want to be that guy.
No, I don't.
And to me, I don't even think, I didn't think Kevin Samuels was very much of an alpha man.
I think he tried to portray one.
I thought he was.
I was a fan. I will say I was a.
Nah,
he's supposed to be a fan, but yeah. do you think he was masculine?
I think so. But also, remember in where we are today, you also trying to make money.
Mm.
So
what sells?
Right. So I think at some like part of that was who he really was as a person, but at some point it just kind of became, I'm gonna say, a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. One thing that's tough, I think, and I think maybe a lot of women may agree, is this I think the millennial men and Gen Z men are a lot more passive than I think our fathers or grandfathers were. And it does change the dichotomy and the energy. And I think the energy can become unbalanced. I think the energy in the world right now is very unbalanced. Whereas there's a little too much of one and not the other.
Yes.
What is it too much of right now?
It depends. It flows different ways. I think there's a little too much feminine energy.
I think it's feminine energy.
I think it's too much feminine energy. I don't think we have enough.
On both sides.
Yeah, on both sides. I think we need more masculine energy. And I think that lack of masculine energy affects things like decision making, peace, leadership, tutelage, growth. It's a lot of masculine energy that's missing. But what happened is I've realized a lot of our fathers, uncles, the people that raised us was just trying to get by so hard that they kind of just got stuck in a survival rat race. And they kind of lost some of those things because they just got like, damn, I'm just trying to.
They wasn't thinking about it.
They weren't thinking about survival. It. They couldn't be conscious. They survived.
When you trying to survive, you ain't thinking about shit. You ain't about thinking
shit. About masculine. Nigga, I'm trying to eat.
Like, no, it ain't masculine, feminine. No,
it's just it. It's just life. Yeah. And then what happens is innately, we become those things. Like, for example, they say it was a little easy to teach masculinity when we were younger. I mean, in the older days because people were like on farms. They was like working with their hands. So like if your dad was out there, you out there with them. If your mom was sewing or nurturing or caring for children, like you were right next to her as a woman. So what happened is some of those natural things that we see in the society that we have come to know as gender roles were because you were being nurtured in that way. Like a lot of men didn't have a lot of, I don't think men of our generation and after us had a lot of men, it's getting back to it, I think, had a lot of men to like show them the way. And mentorship, I don't think is as popular as it used to be. Like, cause you are you mentoring? Like,
not.
Cause we are a mentorship age, and I'm not mentoring nobody.
I'm not either, and that's one of my regrets right now. Yeah. If I had to, that I got regret.
And it's somebody
that
mentored,
wrong word, but
yeah, was it somebody that mentored you in ways of being like a masculine man? Not even a masculine man, but you had mentors.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think it was mostly church for me.
But you had even, it was a, I mean, still a village of men there that you looked up to.
Village of guys
and
yeah,
were mentored.
And my uncles.
Were you mentored in by a woman besides your mom?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You have a godmother, cousin, a big cousin, a sister. Well, sister, you would have told us by now if you had a sister. But
no, I don't think so.
Yeah. You don't think you were mentored? So you didn't get no game from your mom?
No, but that's what we talked about last podcast. For me, it was very confusing, and that's why I pushed off anything that was too feminine, liking pink, liking Barbies. I pushed that away because I was like, that doesn't make sense for me. I was a tomboy. So, and I followed my dad everywhere he went. I was an honorary Boy Scout. All of those things are how I grew up. So anything too feminine never made sense to me. I just started wearing pink. And I was like, all right, you too old to be.
Was it a Barbie movie?
No. I think I worked through that. It was like, that is not something that makes you feminine or not feminine.
Right.
So why am I letting this one color? Like,
so what makes you feminine?
I don't know. I still don't know what that
is. I think
is.
One of the number one things for me, feminine, is soft.
Soft skin.
Like, duh. Oh. I don't want to touch
a heart. I be having rough skin.
If a woman is hard, I just don't, no offense, I don't want to touch a hard woman. Like I don't want that. Like,
yeah.
That's just not for me.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, I got eczema.
That's wild.
I do.
I know, I just didn't expect you to say
that. Probably, women with eczema is still softer than somebody else.
Like, okay, I don't want to, like, lay on. Like, men are just, like, boards. Like, they're just
hairy.
But that's, like I said, that's why it was confusing with me. When we was getting our basement redone, I would go downstairs every day and watch that man do our basement. To the point, he would start bringing me snacks. Because he knew I was coming down there every day after school.
Was you watching him work or watching him?
I was watching him work. He was not cute. Okay. He was an old white man.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I was watching him.
Yeah,
I was
working with you.
Yeah. I was intrigued in what he was doing. I knew how to change tires before my brother. Like, I was just into... those please. Yeah. I was into the Jesus.
So you were a tomboy.
Don't do it.
What's the other version?
There isn't one. Remember, we had this conversation. There's no such thing as a tom girl. They just called you gay.
Damn. Yeah, he's right. You're just straight gay. Goddamn. It's a tomboy and then gay. Damn,
yeah.
That's crazy. You can't, that is crazy.
You can't just like playing with dolls and like wing heels.
You should
and
be
shit.
Able to.
Little boy can't just do that.
You should. Y'all got action figures and stuff?
No, I said wearing heels, playing with dolls.
I mean, yeah, you should be able to.
But it's not tom girl.
No. So yeah,
you
know, I don't.
They called you.
Those
they called you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Those definitions have never made sense for me personally.
So maybe that's all right. If you were in the basement with the contractor, and you said that's all right.
I was trying to figure out where you're going.
I'm not going
to
say
it. I feel like I knew where he was going, but I wanted him to say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I don't know where he was going.
Not
going
to say it. Anyway, okay. Thanks, Sid. I don't got nothing else to say. I want to say my joke. It's really funny, but it's not
honorary Boy Scout. That's what I was like. You was a Boy honorary? Scout?
Yeah. My dad was a troop leader. And so it was kind of like, well, you going to do this, take both kids. So I was always there. And I went camping with them, everything. Yeah. I was an honorary Boy Scout before that was like, girls in a Boy Scout was really a thing.
You might want to be in a boy mom.
I mean, Jamal would love that, but.
You might want to be in a boy mom.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. At times I wish I had somebody. I still don't know how to put eyeliner on. Because a lot of girls, they like, oh yeah, I learned that in middle school. I never learned that.
You can just YouTube it now.
I mean, YouTube don't. I've been tried YouTube for lashes so many times. And
you should just go get them done.
I mean, you paying for it?
You spend money on soda water.
I have a soda stream in my home.
Exactly. Go get your eyelashes.
It costs $30 one time, and I refill it.
You can get your eyelashes.
I wish I could you afford to get them done regularly.
You just went to the Beyonce show.
Again, you talking about one time costs.
You can. That was like 3 or 4 sessions.
But that's less than how many I have to do in a year. Sick. No, I'm dead serious. I wish I could afford to get my lashes done regularly. I'm very serious. I cannot.
You're rich.
Okay. I wish I could. I genuinely wish I could afford that regularly, but I can't. I'm so serious. Y'all don't believe me, but I'm dead serious.
I don't believe and then you cap them. Do you think you cap?
No, I know because I know I would love to get my lashes done.
Did anybody ever call you a capper?
No.
Did Mom say you cap?
No.
You cap that.
Okay.
But anyway, I think
also count your pockets, but
right.
Come on,
I'm broke.
But
you know how much carpet costs for one room? It's like $600.
Exactly. You having carpet talk?
And I'm not getting it done. It's expensive.
But I think ultimately, I think alpha men. I think they are dying out. I think like the whole red pill. All the red pill guys are kind of.
I don't think they're dying out.
They about to come back.
So for real, Andrew Tate.
I'm about to say the internet has them.
I'm about to say I don't think they're dying out.
That's why I thought it was interesting that y'all said that we are leaning more feminine because
we are.
If you look online though, a lot of the way the younger kids are talking.
I think when John is talking and myself. I think we're talking about our age group and our circle.
Yeah.
And that's what we can.
Y'all know the alpha men? Not literally.
I think we have alpha-ish males in my circle. Yeah.
No, we'll talk about them after this because I don't know any.
Yeah, then you can get your joke off.
I got you. All right. But that's another episode of Unsolicited Views.
Not with the giggle. Ew, gotta redo it. Sounded nasty.
That's another episode of Unsolicited Views. Make sure you listen, like, subscribe. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.
That was gross.
Thank you for listening to Unsolicited Views.